Yes.
Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Bolton, I'll call the meeting to order. We had a 4 o'clock agenda item that has, we couldn't find Christina really, but not that much. So we finally have located her and she is here, and so let's pick up this agenda item. I've lost my file, but anyway. I need to read what the title was.
See, we get these monitors to talk.
Yeah, we gotta get our electronics here.
There we go.
All right, so it is. Action item, consider 2 purchase orders for emergency management office as approved by the E911 advisory board. So take it away.
Okay, so I, like was mentioned, I have 2 purchase orders. I'm the chair of the E911 advisory board. And they had recently on our meeting, excuse me, January 22nd, they had approved 2 purchases. The first one is for a GIS software through Motorola for Spillman. Because the software that we currently use now, it's reaching end of life. They're no longer going to support it. And so they're going to the ArcGIS Pro. So we're switching over with that, and that one was for the amount of $9,681.69. And then the second one is for fire station alerting. So back in August, September timeframe, we had decommissioned our old microwave equipment off of our radio towers. I don't know if you recall that. But we decommissioned that, and when we did that, it knocked out the fire station paging on the VHF side. But in our defense, nobody realized that that was all integrated into it until we decommissioned all of the old stuff off the towers.
Did we send them a retroactive bill for the services rendered?
No. No. So currently what we did right now is we have it to where it's patched together with our backup system. So we have been looking at different alerting systems, and we have located one that we've discussed and vetted with the fire departments, and it's called BRICS. And what it is it's going to a digital instead of the old conventional way that we do things now. But one of the nice things is that it puts everybody on the same paging system, because it will change certain things in dispatch and how things are paged out.
Okay.
So to go with something like this, because of what had occurred, I had requested of the 911 advisory board to consider us making the purchase for the first year. So there is a $2,500 recurring fee. We will pay that for the first year to get everything initial going and get everything put together. And then after the following years after that, the fire departments will be responsible for those fees, that $2,500. And we are just paying for the alerting system. So any lights and other TV monitors or whatever else that they want above and beyond the alerting system, they are responsible to pay that cost. So for the alerting system itself, for 6 fire stations, that's for Caldwell, Wilder, Parma, is $201,000 to put it in. And that is actually one of the cheaper ones that we went with. But it also, it fills all of our needs as well, because it comes with a mobile app for the volunteer fire departments and stuff. So, but that's what I have. I have the POs with the stuff attached if you'd like to see it.
And your 911 funds have this to deal with?
Correct. There is, the money is in the 911 fund account.
Is it budgeted for?
Is it what?
Is it budgeted for this fiscal year?
I believe so. I don't know about the fire station alerting, and that was because that came up as, it was something that we had been looking at, but we didn't realize that when we decommissioned everything.
Right.
So that was part of the problem with that. We do have software money that is budgeted for to do the computer software within the E911 account. The problem with the BRICS is that where this wasn't something that we were necessarily expecting because of, like I said, when we decommissioned everything. We have a fire station right now that does not have any alerting system to it, and so that's part of our problem that we're running into. And again, it wasn't, we didn't realize that all of that was integrated into that microwave link because all the people that were around during that time are no longer here. They've retired and gone on, and so it wasn't until we decommissioned that stuff that we found out what had happened. So.
Chairman?
Yes.
And you have plenty of fund balance or margin or whatever it is you need in there?
There is plenty of fund balance in there to go ahead and cover this cost.
Okay.
Like I said, we're just paying for the basic alerting. We're not paying for any of the bells and whistles, if you will, that they offer with that. But this will get us to where every fire station will have proper alerting and we can, you know, we won't risk the, or run the risk of a fire station burning down or something because the oven got left on or.
So, I would make the motion that we authorize the purchase orders, but we acknowledge that today we don't know if it's in the current budget and if it requires it at the end, towards the end of the year, we will have to open the budget to move this dollar amount to spendable because it may or may not be in the spendable budget for this year. But if it's a matter of life and safety and we've just become aware of it, we're between a rock and a hard spot. Fortunately, the funds are in this department. They, with our knowledge right now, they may or may not be spendable in this budget. Are we okay with that?
Chairman, I don't.
Obviously, my motion can die if there's no second.
Right. I don't see that we have a choice on that either. So I think that's a fine motion, recognizing that sometimes unanticipated costs, which the unanticipated consequence of updating one thing led to the need of updating something else. Is what I understood you to say.
Correct, and that's the situation with this fire station alerting. And like I said, we had no idea. And we've had it patched for quite a while now, so we can do research and find the best system that would work to meet the needs of what we needed for our responders. And so that's why.
We're just putting
this through right now.
Yeah, and Chairman, I'll second the motion.
Second motion, any discussion?
I'm in favor, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. And in honor of Monica, I would suggest we adjourn.
For the day.
All right. So consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you get that in the minutes? Did you get